Chapter 9. King Tom. Now we return to the new king, Tom Canty. Tom slept well after the great banquet. He woke up and he thought he was in Offal Court. But then he opened his eyes. He saw his big bed and his servants. He was in the palace.
"This is all real," he said to himself.
6 servants helped him to get dressed. They washed him, put on his clothes, and cut his hair. They made him look wonderful. Then another 6 servants took him to the breakfast room. They gave him food and they stood and watched him. 2 hours later, he was ready. Tom was taken to the throne room. There were lots of important men in the room. They were all waiting for Tom, but Tom did not know why. He sat on the throne and he was very quiet. The Lord Protector walked into the room.
"We have got a very important meeting this morning. Now you are king, sir. We must talk about some important things. Your father spent a lot of money on the palace and on war. Now we haven't got much money."
"What?" Tom asked. "The king was a very rich man. Everybody knows that."
"No, sir," replied the Lord Protector. "We can't even pay the servants."
"Oh dear," said Tom. "What shall we do?"
"You are the king, sir. You tell us what to do."
"I see," said Tom.
He knew what to do.
"This palace is too big. We will live in a smaller palace. And there is too much food at the banquets," he continued. "We don't need to eat so much food."
The men in the room did not look happy. They did not like Tom's idea.
"We will think about your ideas, sir," continued the Lord Protector. "But we have got more things to talk about."
Tom was getting very bored. He wanted to play with his friends at Offal Court. He looked out of the window and saw a group of people. They were walking and shouting.
"What are they doing? I would like to know," said Tom.
The Lord Protector went outside to find out. When he returned, he told Tom,
"The people are following 2 prisoners. The prisoners are going to prison forever. They will never see their families again."
Tom thought this was terrible.
"Bring them here," he said.
The doors opened. The guards came in with 2 poor girls. Tom looked at the prisoners. They were like his sisters, Nan and Bet.
"Why are they going to prison?" he asked.
"They are witches," said the Lord Protector, very seriously.
"Witches?"
cried out Tom.
"That's stupid."
Everybody was surprised. At that time, a lot of people thought witches were real. But Tom had new ideas.
There aren't any witches,
he said. But these two girls are witches, said the Lord Protector. They started a storm.
How did they start a storm?
Asked Tom. They said some words, and they took off their shoes, said the Lord Protector.
They took off their shoes, said Tom.
He was laughing.
Very well. Let's see.
He asked the two young girls to stand up. They were very frightened and worried.
Can you start a storm?
He asked them.
No, sir,
the girls replied.
People say we are witches because we are poor. They don't like us.
Tom wanted to show everybody in the palace that the girls were not witches.
Take off your shoes now,
he said. Everybody in the room was very worried.
Sir, said the Lord Protector, if they take off their shoes, there will be a terrible storm, or perhaps something worse.
We will see,
said Tom. The girls took off their shoes. Everybody waited and waited. Nothing happened. There was no rain, no wind, no storm.
They are not witches,
shouted Tom.
Let these two girls go.
The girls thanked Tom and they ran out of the palace. Everybody in the palace talked about Tom.
Perhaps this new king isn't mad, they said.
He's really clever.